We are one with Christ, October 18. We abide in his love. I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. John 17:26. Your self-pity is an injury to you. You sympathize with yourself, feel that you are not esteemed as you should be, that your work is altogether too hard and your best efforts are unappreciated. These feelings are the result of a spiritual disease which can be cured only through faith in Christ. The temptation seizes you when you are weary or perplexed. But when the first symptoms appear and the enemy works to make you grumble and murmur, look unto Jesus, trust in your Savior. This is the only cure for this spiritual malaria. If you allow your mind to be occupied with these things, the enemy will see that you are kept busy. He puts his magnifying glass before your eyes, and molehills of difficulty are made to appear as mountains. You need to understand how to repose in God. A wise heart molded by the Holy Spirit, it is your privilege to have, and this is the foundation of all true happiness. God would have you trust in his love and be constantly guarding your soul by locking the gate of your thoughts, that they shall not become unmanageable. For when you allow your mind to indulge these thoughts of self-pity, the enemy comes in to suggest the most unkind and reasonable things in regard to those who would do you good and only good. Listen to Jesus, follow his counsel, and you will not go astray from the wise and mighty counselor, the only true guide, the only one who can give you peace, happiness, and fullness of joy. Whatever others may think of us or may do to us, it need not disturb this oneness with Christ, this fellowship of the Spirit. You know we cannot find rest anywhere out of Christ.